The Internet, the not-so-final frontier. These are the continuing episodes of the podcast, The Nerd Hour. Their mission, to discuss strange new comics, to explore movies and TV shows, to boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Yeah, that's right. Put on your blackface. We go and jive. Welcome to the Nerd Hour.
Hello.
Oh, it's Punchy Ariel. We got a hammy on the board.
Hello.
And we've got Mr. Joe Coletta, who took a cockpick earlier today while me and Hammy were both still in the studio.
I don't understand why that's relevant, but yes, I did. I was in the middle of sexting someone, and my dick was really hard, throbbing, and I just... You know, I got like, you know, 20 different, I'm sorry, this is normal Nerd Hour stuff, right?
And the Nerd Hour stuff is just fantastic.
Yeah, I got like normally 20 dick pics saved, but
I don't know.
You always got to update. You got to make a new one. It made it more interesting with Hammy in the background with the equipment, you know, made it more hot. I was like, look what I could do for you. I take my dick out in front of my friends for you, baby. I'm such a fucking romantic. Don't you think, Ariel?
By the way, this will turn into an... This will turn into an argument and a story by Thursday.
Hey, I don't know why you like my or know my life so well.
Because let's just say this song and dance has happened before.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, since Joe's here, we're going to start with something that he can actually contribute to also. They announced the Emmy nominations like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, Louis is getting recognition from these fucks.
Well, hasn't he been nominated before?
Well, just him, but this is the first time they're nominating the show itself for Outstanding Comedy Series. Like, they finally decided, hey, you know what? We've been nominating for everything else, so hey, Outstanding Comedy Series.
It's about damn time.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees for that category are 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory, Girls, Louis, Modern Family, and Veep.
So pretty much all the same stuff, except for Louis.
You say it, plus Louis.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a show that, like, isn't around anymore that they're just like, all right, that show's gone, Louis?
Yeah. I have no idea. Probably.
For those who
can't... Well, no, because 30 Rock was the only thing I can think of that ended.
They better not just give 30 Rock Outstanding Comedy Series over Louis just because it's ending. They will, though. I hate when they do that.
I've never seen one episode of 30 Rock.
The first couple seasons were good, but then it just kind of... Like most network shows. Most network shows only have about a season or two of staying power, creativity-wise. And then they just go into autopilot for another 4 to 5 seasons.
Because they don't have talented motherfuckers like us.
Oh, what up?
Sit.
Yeah. What up? Listen to our friends Creative and Writing.
No, stop Jesus it. Stop Christ. It. Stop it.
What?
Don't encourage it, Ariel, please.
For Outstanding Drama Series, you had Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, Downton Abbey. No, Game of Thrones.
Homeland, House of Cards, and Mad Men.
See, like, all of those are good, but again, it's always the same stuff. Although I am glad that Game of Thrones is finally...
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Hey, you know what? Happy Hogan loves Downton Abbey, so we got that.
I liked the first two seasons, and then I stopped watching it.
Hey, speaking of the same award nominees year in and year out, Outstanding...
Oh, are you going to talk about Outstanding Male Lead in a Comedy?
Oh, no, I'll get to that.
Or drama.
I'll get to that one next, because you're right. Same thing.
Pretty much all the categories are the same.
Yeah. All right. Now, after Outstanding
Except
Comedy...
Except for the fact that they're recognizing Arrested Development now.
Yeah. Outside of Outstanding Comedy Series... Basically, whatever was last year, except for miniseries or movie, because that changes, it's the same. All right, so like Outstanding Variety Musical Comedy Series, The Colbert Report, The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Real Time with Bill Maher, and Saturday Night Live, a.k.a. the last 3 years' worth of nominees.
I think Saturday Night Live is going to be funny, guys. I think it's a great show. Said no one ever.
miniseries or movie, American Horror Story, Asylum, Beyond the Candelabra.
Great show. American Horror Story, great show.
AKA
I'm excited for Salem. That one's going to be good.
Mm.
The new one's going to be like witches and stuff. It's going to be awesome.
The Bible, Phil Spector, Political Animals and Top Lake. And yeah, I have yet to watch an American Horror Story episode, but I should start watching. Again, we said the lead performance, the acting ones, pretty much all the same thing. Comedy, it's Alec Baldwin. Jason Bateman's on this one now.
Yeah, which honestly, out of all of the people on Arrested Development...
Well, he is the lead actor, though.
It's true, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that I could
but,
see...
Like, out of, but nobody else got nominated.
What?
Like, right? Because I think Jessica Walter should at least be nominated.
Who'd that be?
She'd be Lucille Bluth, nigga.
Oh.
Yeah, wow, she's not on supporting... What? First off, how does David Cross not get a nomination?
Exactly.
Or at the very least, how does the guy who plays Job, aka just Mersh on a TV show, how does he not get nominated? Like,
I would like to know why nobody from Castle is nominated, because that show is amazing.
Ariel, do you want a dick pic?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Do we really? No.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
No, you won't.
No, he'll stop because he's distracted by who the person he'll be arguing with by Wednesday.
No, she went to bed.
Oh. By Wednesday, I said. lead actress in a comedy series, Laura Dern from Enlightened.
That's really fat.
Lena Dunham from Girls. Edie Falco, Tina Fey. Last year's...
Something about Edie Falco that is so fuckable. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, she ages very well.
Exactly.
But yeah, again, same field as last year. Outstanding lead actor in a drama. Bryan Cranston.
In my mouth.
Can Bryan Cranston just win this one? I mean, let's face it.
When is Breaking Bad coming back, by the way?
In a few weeks.
August? No.
So soon. Yeah, August.
No, no, wait. Is it August?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Wow, I was right. That's awesome.
By the way, how weird is it that Breaking Bad came out after Mad Men, but Breaking Bad is ending sooner? And let's
because they know when a story is complete.
Yeah, Mad Men's terrible at this point.
Mad Men just kind of like, whatever. If I get we still
same dog shit over and over. Oh, who's gonna find out that it's not his real name now? Ooh, who's he fucking now in the office? Ooh.
Ooh, Christina Hendricks, yay.
Oh, she is amazing, though.
She is amazing.
She is.
That is a classic example of perfect natural tits, and my argument for why I hate fake tits. It's, oh, my God.
Hammy, don't you mockingly say her name ever again.
She is perfect.
Yes. You will not sully her name.
Joan is the best character on that show.
Let's see. Is she nominated for anything? Probably not.
I think she is, actually.
Oh, she is. Yes, she is.
She's nominated for Outstanding Tits and Shit.
Oh, shit, son.
High five, son.
That's more like a medium range five.
Well, it's all deserved.
Yeah. Good point. Again, I still don't get how Doug Stanhope last year from Louis wasn't nominated, by the way, for his episode.
As a guest or whatever, yeah.
Outstanding Supporting Actor, it's Ty Burrell, Adam Driver, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Bill Hader, Tony Hale and Ed O'Neill. AKA.
Bill Hader? What's that nigga hate?
Oh, he'd be drinking Haterade.
Ooh.
So basically, again, last year's field, right? I'm pretty sure.
It is. It's literally most of last year's stuff.
Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series. Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory. Julie Brown Bowen from Modern Family. Anna Chlumsky. Apparently she's back in Veep.
Ooh, why is that familiar? What's she from?
The movie My Girl.
Yes, she's hot, right?
Let's check.
Or she was when she was like 15. Is she hot now?
She was on Hannibal.
She was?
Yeah, she got started in an episode.
Oh, shit. Well, Hannibal's
not Klumpsky.
By the way, that show, why is that show not nominated?
Didn't it get canceled like pretty quickly?
No, it's renewed. It just doesn't come back till October.
Ah.
And it only had 10 episodes. It's really good.
I'll take your word for it.
You should watch it. It's good.
Watch it, Nick. This may be the most...
Ariel, do you think we should exterminate all Muslims?
What?
That's better than the usual line of questioning.
Just a thought. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama. Jonathan Banks as Mike in Breaking Bad. Bobby Cannavale in Boardwalk Empire.
He was amazing as a lunatic. He really was. He played a perfect lunatic fuck. You watch Boardwalk, right, dude?
I do. I've still got to get through the rest of season two, though.
If you're still in season two, you have no idea who Bobby Cannavale is, because he was in season three, the last one.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
If not four. I don't know. Are they up to three or four?
Probably going into four now.
Okay.
Yeah, probably going into four because it debuted the same year as The Walking Dead.
Mm.
All right, so Jonathan Banks is nominated, and so is Aaron Paul, both from Breaking Bad. Mm. Jim Carter from Downton Abbey. Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones. And Mandy Patinkin.
Patinkin
from Homeland. Goofy last names. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Christina Baranski from The Good Wife. Morena Baccarin. I hope I did not.
Homeland.
From Homeland. Yes, she was. So that's why I'm hoping she wins, to get justice for Firefly.
There will never be justice.
Never be justice. Hashtag justice for Firefly. Yes. I want that trending on Twitter now.
Yeah, everybody right come. Now. Hashtag justice Everyone. For Firefly.
Hashtag justice for Firefly. Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
She should win.
Hashtag justice for Firefly.
That's my statement.
Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad. She plays Skylar, for those who don't know.
No, but literally, like, Daenerys fucking Targaryen should win.
Christina,
I know
Hendricks.
I'm all up for the justice for Firefly, but no,
justice
no.
for Firefly.
No, you know who should have been nominated then? Nathan Fillion for Castle.
Yeah, hashtag justice for Firefly. Hashtag justice for Firefly. Outstanding supporting actor in a miniseries or movie. Wait, where's main actor?
I don't know.
In a miniseries or movie. Oh, we skipped that. That's why.
I think we skipped it because it's literally.
No, lead miniseries or movies usually different because it's movies, but. Michael Douglas, not surprised, and Matt Damon for Beyond the Candelabra.
Matt Damon.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Toby Jones as Hitchcock got nominated for the movie The Girl. So, going back. Hosting, we had... no one cares. It's just all reality show hosts.
Literally no one cares.
Literally no one gives a shit.
Read my mind.
Outstanding directing for a comedy series.
No one cares right now.
No. There's names here. Paris Barkley for Glee.
No one cares.
Fuck Glee.
Louis C.K.
I'm so done with Glee.
As long with 80% of their original audience.
Yeah, no, literally I've been done with that since season one. Like, no. Everybody, please stop watching Glee. It is horrible.
It's just the worst.
I'm sorry that the guy died from it. Like, that's sad, but like that show is terrible.
Yeah, just awful.
Like it should have been over by the end of like season three or four when they graduated.
Yeah, hey, how long are they in high school? Because
no, they graduated and they just brought in a like rolling cast of characters out of like the fucking woodwork.
Like, oh my god, but it's the whole school. So
look, now we have this character, now we have this one, and like there's like I don't know, like I get it.
Because if we get rid of Glee, what will chicks and gay guys watch on Fox?
Yeah, no, but then literally it's like, here's like three stories of kids struggling with their sexuality. And I'm like, why? We did this last week. Stop. Like, and for every like episode of character development, it gets negated like literally the next episode.
Yeah.
And it like doesn't matter. It's just like a one-off episode. It's like, now we're going to do a school shooting episode because we want to like be topical. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, Glee, stop it.
Stop trying too hard.
And then we're going to sing, like, covers of current songs. And they're all going to be auto-tuned, and it's all going to be terrible.
And Ariel...
Fucking hate Glee.
And Ariel's Glee rant.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, Louis C.K. for Louis, the episode New Year's Eve. Lena Dunham for Girls on the episode On All Fours. Gail Mancuso for Modern Family, as Joe's, like, I guess, showing pictures. Beth McCarthy Miller for 30 Rock. Outstanding director in a drama series. No one cares except for David Fincher directing the episode of House of Cards because it's David Fincher. No one cares. No one cares about those. Outstanding writing for a comedy series. Actually, Louis C.K. usually gets the single credit, but he actually gets a double credit for this one. Him and Pamela Alden for Daddy's Girlfriend Part 1. That's actually one of the episodes with Parker Posey in it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one's like the good ones.
Yeah.
Like, that one's really good.
There's a lot of really good episodes in that show, but it's very, like, if you're looking for a regular, just laugh-out-loud sitcom, Louis's a little more surrealistic for your...
Yeah, I've seen some of it. It's just, like, it's not, like, your typical...
Which makes sense, considering it's Louis C.K.
Yeah.
He actually doesn't have a special for this year's... For this year's ones, because Oh My God, I think, was on last year's.
Was it? I thought it aired this year.
Actually, yeah. Why isn't it listed?
Because the Emmys are bullshit.
Because they're horseshit. Because you know what? Oh My God was a really good Louis C.K. special. Like, his bit, of course, but maybe... we've got to find that. I've got to play this on here. Because it is probably one of the... best bits I've seen Louis C.K. do. So, I'm going to find that. Oh, Hammy's finding it.
I got it.
Yeah.
...in their brain of good thoughts and bad thoughts. Hopefully, the good thoughts win. For me, I always have both. I have, like, the thing I believe, the good thing. That's the thing I believe. And then there's this thing. And I don't believe it, but it is there. It's always this thing and then this thing. It's become a category in my brain that I call, of course, but maybe.
It's an excellent bit. I'll give you an example.
It is. It's such a good...
Okay, like, of course, children who have nut allergies need to be protected. Of course. We have to segregate their food from nuts. Have their medication available at all times. And anybody who manufactures or serves food needs to be aware of deadly nut allergies. Of course. But maybe. Maybe if touching a nut kills you, you're supposed to die. Of course not. Jesus. I have a nephew who has that. I'd be devastated if something happened to him. But maybe if we all just do this for 1 year, we're done with nut allergies forever.
What are you doing, Joe?
No, of course not. Of course, if you're fighting for your country and you get shot or hurt, it's a terrible tragedy. Of course. But maybe if you pick up a gun and go to another country and you get shot, it's not that weird. Maybe if you get shot by the dude you were just shooting
at... I want to get to the slavery one.
It's a tiny bit your fault. Of course, slavery is the worst thing that ever happened.
But me.
Listen, you all clapped for dead kids with the nuts. For kids dying from nuts, you applauded. So you're in this with me now, do you understand? You don't get to cherry pick. Those kids did nothing to you. Of course, slavery is the worst thing that ever happened. Of course it is. Every time it's happened, black people in America, Jews in Egypt, every time a whole race of people has been enslaved, it's a terrible, horrible thing. Of course. But maybe every incredible human achievement in history was done with slaves. Every single thing where you go, how did they build those pyramids? They just threw human death and suffering at them until they were finished. How did we traverse the nation with a railroad so quickly? We just threw Chinese people in caves and blew them up and didn't give a shit what happened to them. There's no end to what you can do when you don't give a fuck about particular people. You can do anything.
See, like, how is that?
That's where human greatness comes from.
This is the best line of the whole show.
That we fuck others over. Even today, how do we have this amazing microtechnology? Because the factory where they're making these, they jump off the fucking roof because it's a nightmare in there. You really have a choice. You can have candles and horses and be a little kinder to each other, or let someone suffer immeasurably far away just so you can leave a mean comment on YouTube while you're taking a shit.
It's the best line.
Oh, man. Yeah. That special's not nominated for anything.
Why? Why not?
I don't know. I don't even see, like, special like that. Hammy and Joe have now left the building. So they'll be back. Oh, they're getting a drink. All right.
I need a drink too. That's fine.
All right. So how the fuck is that not nominated?
Because like most award shows, it is politically motivated.
Yeah.
And
but still,
most creative or well done things, or even what some could be considered, I don't want to say, like, not award worthy. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where some award shows, they don't take it as, like, oh, this isn't something we should award. Like, yeah, it's good, but it's.
But maybe.
Yeah, but maybe. No, but it's, like, it's too sort of creative, or the fan base of it is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, like, for if you had a movie that was worthy of an Oscar but it was a comic book movie, they're gonna say it's a comic book movie and they're not gonna get to it.
But I mean, he's been nominated for a lot of things before, so like,
but it's like, it's the same sort of, it's like the political, like, if you don't play the political game with them, with the Emmy voters, you're not gonna get anything.
But, like, that bit is an example of how great that special is, because he has some other really good, some really good bits in that one. Since he started doing a new hour every year, that's probably his best one that he's done since he started doing that.
Oh, yeah.
His best since Hilarious, not knocking anything since then, since Hilarious, but, Oh My God was definitely his best since his Hilarious special.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that finally he wins something for the show Louis, like maybe best outstanding comedy, because let's face it, it deserves it. It really does. I mean, I know you are a big Modern Family fan.
Yeah, I do like it.
And I will admit, Modern Family is probably the only show that I could say, you know what, I could see why.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's won the past 3 years. Time to give a new show that award. Everyone, give it to Louis. That wasn't even on there.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Veep was on there last year. Girls was on there last year. Modern Family won it, obviously. 30 Rock was on there. Curb Your Enthusiasm was the show that was on last year that wasn't on this year.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if they just didn't like the season, or if it's ending, or whatever.
I think it just didn't come on this year.
Yeah, which means, so that and Lou, that will be on next year. Louie won't be on next year's Emmy Awards, by the way, so they'd better give it the win.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it probably might, well, no, it might make the deadline, but anyway. So, hopefully they give it that, because I do think they do a rule of threes.
I think that's, like, sort of how it operates.
Like, a show wins, like, 3 years in a row, and then they stop giving it the award. Except for Frasier, that won it, like, 5 times in a row.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
But, like, recently, it's more been, like, 3 straight and then a new show. So, hopefully that show ends up being Louie, because it does deserve the recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I get on this rant every year.
Yeah.
Every year they do the Emmy Awards. I guess I should be happy they finally nominated it.
It was all because of you.
No, it wasn't. But I could see the sarcasm. But, like, finally it's nominated. For years now, I've been screaming for it to be nominated because it deserves to be up there. Especially over shows that, let's face it, have gotten
like
lazy.
Like Glee.
Like Glee that have gotten late, and The Big Bang Theory that have gotten lazy in writing and are just kind of going in cruise control at this point. But no, they're going to keep them up there because they have high ratings, and I'm sure the networks gave them a ton of money to keep the shows on there.
Yeah. There's so many better shows. God.
Actually, Glee is not one of the outstanding comedy.
Good.
Fortunately, good taste prevailed in that respect.
No, but still, the fucking Big Bang Theory is constantly nominated. There's like, It's just like, I get it, okay? Like, fine. You apparently like it, critics. Fine, enjoy, whatever. But the point is, like, there are so many better shows, and there's other shows that deserve to be nominated that never fucking get nominated.
All right, here's an example of a show that should be nominated for something, but isn't. All right, now that Louis's finally nominated, I can switch to the next show that needs to be on this, Maron.
I haven't watched that, but sure.
The Marc Maron is just another brilliant comedic mind, and his show's great.
Yeah.
It's similar to Louis and Legit, where it's a fictionalized version of
Wilfred, too. Why is that not?
Yeah, you know, Wilfred's great, too.
Archer's
not nominated. Well, they kind of do have something against animated shows.
Still.
Joe's got his fucking beverage. Nick called it a beverage. We're talking about comedy on TV, Joe, so you might want to get in on this one.
Just talking about TV, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Your mic's not on, Joe. Yeah. They nominate the same horseshit every year, and again, finally, Louis's on there, but there's other shows that should be there. And we named a few examples. Maron, Archer, Wilfred, Legit. Did you see Legit, Joe?
Not yet, but I keep hearing good things. However, the only good things I hear are from you only.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone else is kind of like on the fence with it. I'm just being honest. I do want to watch it because I love Jim Jefferies. I love his stand-up. I have all his specials. I love him.
If you're a fan of Jim Jefferies, you're going to love it because it's him being...
From what I heard, like the criticism is if you've already seen and love his stand-up like I do, pretty much everything in the show you already know about and it's just acted out what he's talked about.
That's not really that bad of a knock.
No, it's not, but I could see why some people would be like, I already know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, but still, it's really good watching it unfold.
Okay.
And then Maron, again, is another really good one.
I love Marc Maron's podcast. I haven't seen the show yet. Because I fucking hate IFC. They used to be so great, and then when they switched over to commercials during films that were unedited, but they would put commercials in for some, that's when I stopped watching that channel. IFC. Yeah. Fuck IFC.
You should still watch Maron.
Well, I'll download it legally without the commercials. Because I'm sure it has commercials, right?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that channel now. Who bought that? Does anybody know?
Just watch out for the Cablevision.
What happened? Pureblock, I tell you.
Hey, Pureblock. Good point.
Somebody must have bought them out because they used to be so great. That's how I got introduced. I'm sorry. That's how I got introduced to Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog's fantastic. Have you seen that one, Ariel?
I haven't.
Real quick,
if that was on IFC now with commercials, I wouldn't last. Yeah. But when IFC used to be good... God, I'm sorry.
No, I see what you mean, but Maron is worth watching.
Mm.
Joe's a fan of Marc Maron like I am.
Right.
So I think you'll appreciate that show, too.
No, I'm sure I'll like it. I just can't stand the fucking station.
P-Rock says he can't relate to Maron because he's drug-free.
He's not.
No, I think P-Rock is trying to insinuate he's drug-free.
No, he's not.
I think he's goofing.
Well, stop goofing around, P-Rock.
Yeah, P-Rock. P-Rock's obviously drunk by now.
Are you a jive turkey?
It's almost 9 p.m. in Texas, or maybe almost 10 p.m. in Texas. So at this point, P-Rock is obliterated.
Speaking of time zones in different areas, what time is it in Missouri right now? Because Miss Logan Tittle isn't answering my texts, and I'm getting annoyed.
I don't think it's that early.
Wait, is it like... Missouri.
I think it's like 2 hours. It's 1 hour behind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like one or two.
So it's 10:42 there.
All right, let's do this. If she doesn't answer me in 20 minutes, I'm going to send her a cock pic. Just blow it up. Just make my point.
Again, Joseph, what? Blowing shit up.
I'm self-destructive. Have you not noticed this?
You really are.
Have you not noticed this?
You are so self-destructive. And sorry, Ariel, we're going off topic.
And I'm self-aware, but...
Joseph, I'm rooting for you, but you keep getting self-destructive.
I the weird thing is, does this make it better, though? I'm self-aware. I know I'm doing...
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
It actually probably makes it worse.
Right, because I recognize it and I still do it.
You recognize
it. You might be right.
And you still do it.
Yeah, you got a point there.
This explains, though, why you can appreciate Marc Maron so much. That, too.
Well, yeah, neurotic
because
and
he's,
fucking...
He's equally neurotic and self-destructive.
I hate myself and, yeah, everything like that. Yeah.
And you have cats in your house.
I do. I have three.
And he does, too.
I love them all. I was just holding Hammy's cat before. 2 minutes
Holy
ago.
Shit. Joe is MLR's Marc Maron.
I'm the fucking cat boy.
Joe's going to get married and divorce and have an epic story about that.
I'm never going to get married.
Oh, good point. All right. You know, your breakup stories or your arguing with a chick stories are like Marc Maron's rant about his ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think that's a compliment because...
It was a really good bit, yeah.
Thank you.
So...
Unfortunately, I have to go through that in order to tell the story. But
you have to go through crazy bitches throwing beer bottles.
Yeah.
And storming out of just weird looking places.
That's just one of them, but yeah.
Sherry, Mitch's girl. Joe needs to fall in love with a decent non-midgety person.
That'd be nice. Sure. That's a good start. Find someone who's...
But let's face it. If you use a midget, there's still a 30 to 70 chance Joe might still fuck her.
Judging by my history?
30%.
Mm.
Hey, you can divulge that if you want, Nick.
Well, I already talked about it. I fucked her.
Oh, yeah. Joe fucked the midget.
Yeah.
What was bigger, her or your cock?
It was very close. I mean, when I'm fully aroused, my dick is very close to the doorknob in her house, and so is her head, the top of it. So it's hard to judge.
All right, sorry.
It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences. I'm sorry, Ariel. This isn't nerdy.
No.
But, listen to all the.
That's all right, because you see what? Now we're doing a Joe intervention here, which will drive up download numbers.
Intervention? What? Wait. I don't like
Joseph,
that.
You got to stop being. No. You can still keep abusing pills, Joe.
And alcohol?
Then
I'm all right. This is a good intervention.
We're not doing an intervention.
It's the intervention of, like, you can keep doing what you're doing. It's fine.
It's the intervention of...
Carry on.
Joe, don't be so self-destructive. Granted, the things that we're not interventioning about is probably why you're so self-destructive.
Like what?
Like the drinking and pills, probably part of why you're so self-destructive.
I'm sure it's part of it.
But, Joe...
Just maybe.
It's possible.
Please don't be so self-destructive.
I'll try not to.
He's going to be.
I've been fired 3 or 4 times... since I was 16 for the same exact reason, which was telling the boss to go fuck his mother.
So when can we expect that to happen again?
I don't know. It's weird. The job I'm in now, I've been there for 3 years. And the only reason is because I actually really like my boss. He's a really funny, great guy, and I'm left alone to do my own shit.
Joe's not used to job security.
No, but this time I have health insurance and everything, so I'm trying to... That's why, like, everyone at my job probably thinks I'm a fucking invalid, because I'm just so quiet. I purposely don't talk because I know my mouth gets me into trouble. I like smile and nod. I'll say hello. But if someone starts to do like small talk conversation, I just go, okay, well, see you soon. And I just walk away because if some fucking boring motherfucker starts talking about their favorite American Idol, I'm going to go, really? You watch that? How fucking dull is your life? And it would just turn into I get fired because I can't fucking be around boring people, and that's the majority of people.
Yeah, like it's weird.
I can't deal with those conversations.
It's weird at my new job. Like some of the people, I don't know. At some point, you just stop being able to laugh at normal people humor.
Yeah, well, normal people humor is bad humor.
Yeah, it's not good. But they're like, oh my god, he's like so funny. He should do comedy. I'm just like, all right. I hate when someone knows that I do that and they say that, and I'm like, this person's not that funny. Mm. Because it, like, water cooler talk, never funny.
That's the worst. The absolute worst.
It's the worst. Ariel, I'm sure there's some equivalent still at Target of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And like these people think they're so hilarious.
Oh, the worst is the women with kids. They can't wait to tell you about their fucking baby's birthday party coming up and who's coming. relatives, names you've never fucking heard of before because it never came up, but they, just like any other fucking woman, they expect you to know what they're talking about when you don't and you wouldn't. Just nailed, and yeah, and my cousin Johnny's coming, and then who are you talking about? And we're going to have the baby's party at the park, but we're going to fence around the pool. Why do I give a fuck if your baby drowns? I kind of hope it does. I don't get – stop talking to me about this. I'm just trying to do work here. What the fuck is it?
It's like –
do I even know you? It's get like, away from me. Yeah. Get away from me.
Why are you saying this, bitch? I just said hi.
Yeah. I said it might look like rain. Well, my baby is just...
You don't even go here.
Yeah.
It's funny you said that. My baby's name is Ray.
Yeah, it rhymes with rain. Get the fuck away from me.
Get away from me before your unfunny spreads.
Honestly, dude, it's contagious. It brings me down. It really does. Like, if I'm in a creative mood and I'm thinking, and I'm lucky enough to have a job where I could sit alone away from people that are bothering me and no one's around, I could start writing a couple things in a notebook. But if I run into these boring, dull motherfuckers, it really brings me down. Like, oh, it kills my sense of
everything.
Yeah. I can't help it. It really affects me. That's why on Thursdays when I do my show, I make sure I don't talk to anyone at my job.
Oh, dude.
I know it sounds crazy, but I really don't, because it'll just ruin my whole day.
I'm sorry. For everyone expecting nerdy stuff, we're going to go off track for a few minutes. So.
It's up to you. It's your show, dude.
Yeah. Dude, you know what else was annoying? Remember the story, I'm sure Dave told you this, about the coked up fat biker guy?
I'm sorry, what?
There's some coked up fat bikerish guy who goes to that CV's place. And he was like, oh, dude, oh, hey, I should go up for
it. Wait, with audience member? I thought he was funny.
He was an audience member, yeah. By the way, I can't stand that. Oh, when someone is there.
At least you're in your own environment, dude. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about being at like a 9-to-5 job with these dumb motherfuckers that think knock-knock jokes are just drop-down dead hilarious.
And dude, the annoying thing too is when I'm at a job, I'm like, oh, dude, do some of your material. No, I'm not.
Oh, see, you made the mistake of telling them what you do. I keep it a secret. I don't say anything. I just I let them think I'm retarded, and all I could do is file papers, and that's my whole life. They have no idea what I do, you know, outside of there.
And the worst, though, someone says something, and they think it's funny, and, he should be up there, too. You know what I mean? Mm. No, he shouldn't.
How bad is it when you hear... Oh, God, there was an instance where they'll say something like, hey, did you see, and they'll... mention like some shitty Comedy Central half hour comic that you barely heard of or one that you know sucks dick. And they go, oh, I just saw this, and they try to fucking quote the lines that make them even worse, and they're laughing, and you kind of gotta go, that's funny. You have no idea what humor is, sir. Please kill yourself. Get away from me. Get away.
Oh my God, but Jeff Dunham, am I right, guys?
Oh God, yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
That's one that gets a lot of people who are like, oh my God, he's so funny. Yeah. He's got that dead terrorist puppet.
A lot of bland, dumb people that think that's actually edgy. Fuck away from me. Get away!
I love that description. A lot of bland, dumb people. Now, by the way, I would open for him if I were given the offer, because that's probably pretty good money.
Of course it is.
That's a thing. Having artistic integrity doesn't pay credit card bills. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So if I got offered a big money to just do 10 clean minutes and open up for Jeff Dunham, guess what? I'm doing 10 clean minutes and opening up for the motherfucker.
Well, first you had to write 10 clean minutes.
Good point. I don't think I can get through 2 minutes clean.
Neither could I.
And I probably should learn to, because not always clean. But I should have, like, a few minutes clean in my pocket so I don't have to turn down shows because of material.
But here's the way I look at it. And again, I'm not a fucking... I don't claim to be a stand-up. Obviously, I'm not.
You did the best special ever, though.
Go fuck yourself. I personally, if I was you, and I understand the need for stage time, and it's not that easy to get with so many people that think they're funny and do stage time. But still, I can't help but feel like if I was in your position, which I might want to get back into... I just wouldn't go to those places that say, hey, you can't work dirty. I go, okay, dude. Well, go fuck your mother. Go be dirty with your mother. Eat your mother's cunt, get that dirty, and go fuck yourself. And just don't do that club.
No,
because who wants to see that? Who? I mean, that's not your audience. That's not your...
Yeah, I get it. Now, here's my thing. Here's, like, what I'm trying to do as far as my stage presence versus my material. And Ryan Dalton, who's a very funny comic from New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's from Jersey, but he does a lot of the New York State stuff. And
right.
He's been on Joe's show before.
Mm-hmm.
He gives people nicknames based off of wrestlers because he's... This guy's in his own world, and it's great. Like, yeah, I never.
Very good way to explain.
Yeah, I don't want him to ever change.
I've been waiting for the longest time when he's off mic to come out of his own world.
But he's, you know, he's
and
there.
Not be that character. But he's always
at this point.
I can't figure him out.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think it's a character. It just melded into him. He gave me the nickname Foley Falcone. Me, like Mick Foley, and I was like, well, all right, how'd you come to that one? And what he said was, because you've got a lovable demeanor, but you say whatever you want. Like, some of the, like, nowhere near clean material I do, he goes, and yet it doesn't, like, one part doesn't change the other or make the other look not as good, you know.
Well, I missed something. What did he say to you?
He said basically that I have, I guess, a lovable onstage demeanor, but...
You have good stage presence.
Yeah, but I say absolutely. I say whatever I want up there.
As you should.
Yes, as you always should.
So what's the problem?
He basically, you're lovable, but you're also hardcore.
So?
No. He's just... He wasn't saying anything bad about it.
Listen, don't take advice from that fucking guy. You see what kind of hat he wears? Don't take advice.
It wasn't advice.
I love the guy, but look at his hat. No. Don't take
advice. It wasn't advice. Oh. It was just him saying, like, what he thinks, like, what he would compare me to.
What do you compare you to?
Like I said, he gave that, like, what he sees when I'm up there, like that.
Well, it's not a comparison. That's a
comparison. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, why he nicknamed me after, like, Mick Foley, the wrestler, because he was, did hardcore matches,
yeah,
but he also...
Yeah, he likes wrestling. Yeah. He wears a belt on stage. Awesome. Okay.
But, like, I'm trying to do that. Like, have that kind of presence, but just, if I want to get completely filthy with material, I get completely filthy with material.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't go, oh, maybe I should do more clean. You know, maybe I should be a clean comic, or maybe I should... No. There's no clean or dirty. You just... What I'm thinking.
No, it's what you think is funny. That's what you
think. Yeah. What I think is funny at the given time. Like, because you, like, I'll go, like, clean, or I'll go dirty, or I'll go, like, dark with some of the stuff that I do.
Right.
So, it does, like, and I don't
know. No reason why you can't mix those.
No, you can easily mix those.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, I'm going to wrap this around to us talking about sitcoms in a second. So.
Yeah, hang tight, Ariel. Sorry.
Hang tight. Sorry.
I really do feel bad.
And but the worst thing, there's two mindsets that I can't stand, like, in the comedy scene. The first one is...
Jews?
No. Listen, if you're in comedy and you say you hate Jews, you're in the wrong entertainment.
I was just kidding. I was just talking about one Jew comic called Brett Eibman because he's terrible.
Wait, just name drop.
Sorry. But the guy, seriously, should just hang it up. It's fucking embarrassing. It's that asshole did that stupid viral video where he faked the Japanese guy punching him in the face. He put on those glasses and went, "Oh, me so horny." And the Jap guy goes and fake punches him, and he thought that was great. He got, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of hits. But every single one of those hits left a comment and went, "Wow, I don't know what's worse. The fact this is obviously staged, or this is the worst comic I've ever seen in my life." So yeah, congrats, Brett. Go back to work, stocking shelves. Get the fuck off the stage. Jesus Christ. Goofy Jew bastard. Sorry, I'm making Punchy uncomfortable. Punchy's got to work with this guy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Joe's
I'm
like sorry. Just ripping topics
I
just, that
I can't stand people taking up stage time that don't fucking belong there. It's just hang it up, motherfucker. You're 58 years old. Go to bed. Get off the stage. Fuck.
Sorry. You know why Joe's doing it here? Because it's the Nerd Hour, not Cousin Joe. Where
I would do it there.
All right, but I'm saying, because either way, someone gets off, feels awkward.
It would make Dave uncomfortable, too,
of course. Make Dave...
Dave's got to work with this miserable motherfucker also.
Dave has to work with him more than I have to work with him.
Unfortunately, that poor bastard.
So, but, like, the two mindsets I can't stand the most are, well, you know, you gotta work clean. You got to work clean. I mean, you can't make any money if you got to work clean. Because, you know what? I don't, like... Granted, some people, like, it would be nice to make money doing it, putting in the effort to go to the places and drive, like, sometimes an hour, sometimes more, to do a couple minutes. Like, it would be nice to eventually be paid, but again, that's another thing where if that was my motive...
That's the thing. It shouldn't be your motive. It
shouldn't be.
It should be you do it because you love it.
Yeah.
Not to get attention through fake videos.
It should...
Like some elderly heeb. Sorry.
Sorry, Ariel. But it shouldn't be your main goal in any art form. It shouldn't be.
You're absolutely right.
On the other hand, though, but maybe...
There's no reason you shouldn't be rewarded for what you do.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be your main goal.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be what you're... Yeah.
And then there's the mindset of, oh my God, who works clean? Fuck that shit. Like, someone who works...
You mean kind of what I said 10 minutes ago?
No. All right. Because that's just how you are. You're not trying too hard to be dirty comic guy.
No, I just don't find clean humor funny. I mean, there's some, like Brian Regan.
Brian Regan's a shining example.
It's hysterical. Seinfeld, clean, hysterical. Yeah, but in general, I.
Well, you know, though, a lot of the clean comics just don't do topics that either of us could relate to anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I mean. You can only go so far with Hot Pocket jokes. I mean,
yeah, you really
I've never
you
had
can.
A Hot Pocket. I mean,
Caliente Pocket, Jim Gaffigan, you know?
Mm.
I mean, still.
Yeah.
But, like, again, though, like, people who try too hard to be dirty comic are also usually just as bad as the, no, it's not good if it's not clean. You know, like, there...
What, the opposite side, you mean?
Yeah, like, the two spectrums of whether...
What you're saying is there's, like, you can be too clean, and then you can be too, like,
yeah.
Dirty.
Well, trying too hard to be too dirty.
Like, you're trying to be, like...
Yeah,
to be edgy. Shocking, yeah. But that comes across, like, people see through that, I would like to think.
Oh, of course. It's easy to see through.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Because there's no content behind it. It's just...
It's just...
That bothers me in movies, too, because it, like, feels like... too hard to just like throw in swears and like they think it's funnier than it is.
Yeah, like for example, the movie Doom, when they showed The Rock's character turning bad, all it did was he started cursing more. That's literally the only change in him throughout the rest of them from earlier in the movie is he started swearing more. It was literally,
and that sucks. Like, you can be way more creative.
Yeah,
you don't just have to, like, that's just it. That to me, that seems like a cheap, easy way.
No, yeah, it's lazy writing.
It is. It's really lazy.
Yeah.
And, like, you can go through it. Like, you can, if you think about it, you can go around it and you can make it better. And it's way more interesting when you make it better and you don't just resort to that.
And now bringing it back full circle, a lot of these sitcoms, especially the network ones that get all this attention and all these award nominations, like, they get lazy after a while.
They do, and it's, like, typical tropes and typical, like, storylines, and you're like, what happened to, like, season one?
Yeah, they really do, and, like, oh my God, did you watch 30 Rock yesterday? No, I was watching shows that were more relevant and funnier. Check there.
Okay.
That are more interesting and relevant, like the ones we've all mentioned already. South Park, still funny and relevant. All right, I'll take that over The Simpsons and any of the Seth MacFarlane shows. For example, or I'll take, you know, if you give me any fucking, what's his name, the dude who created Big Bang Theory, Chuck Lorre.
Chuck Lorre? Yeah.
You line up the three main Chuck Lorre shows versus Louis, Marin, and Archer. No, Louis, Marin, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Archer versus the three Chuck Lorre shows and Family Guy. Guess what? Cable wins.
And it does, because the writers don't get lazy.
They don't.
And they still keep it interesting, and they have the same sort of, like, fresh style that they brought to, like, season one.
Yeah.
And that was sort of what happened with Community. Like, it was 1 through 3 was really good, but then they lost sort of that drive, and also the lead writer and the creator.
Yeah, that was extenuating.
Was running everything.
That was extenuating circumstances, though, too.
No, yeah, I understand that, but, like, that's an example of what happens, like, when you start doing typical stuff, it ruins a show.
Well, yeah, when you start doing typical horse shit.
Which is what happened with season 4 of Community. There was a lot of typical storylines, except for maybe 3 or 4 episodes. It was all the same. It was sort of like the same sitcom, and you're like, what is going on here? And then, like, now that he's coming back, it won't be that. So,
and big 30 Rock became typical after a while. I mean, for a while it was great to watch because of Tracy Morgan. But even
But
get it, guys? Like, Liv Lemon's so quirky.
I like it, but all right. Like,
No. I guess I like the earlier episodes of it. Like I said, when Tracy Morgan was just fantastic in there, and Judah Friedlander.
Yeah, I mean, I still like it. So I've
never seen it.
And again,
I like the newer episodes too, but it's fine.
And you know what annoys me too is Chuck Lorre, when he's making a show and it becomes a hit, usually his shows are hits by about season two or three. It's safe to say, right? Like, I'm asking Joe.
I'm trying to think, what other shows?
Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, Mike and Molly.
I'm sorry, so far I've watched none of them. I've seen The Big Bang Theory, and it's terrible. I don't get why people like it. It's so, I mean, the over-the-top canned laughter alone and the nerdy fucking humor, it's just...
Here's
I understand this is a nerd hour, so I shouldn't say nerdy humor. That's not what I mean.
No. It's literally just, let's make references and put a laugh track over it, and you'll think it's funny because there's a laugh track.
Thank you. I don't get it.
Which, by the way, is why we made up our one recurring bit, the laugh track, on the Nerd Hour. So
we're all in agreement that's a terrible show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because most people tell me, I don't know what you're talking about. It's a great show. It's hilarious.
Here's the thing with me and
no,
the Big...
No, it's not.
Here's the thing with me and the Big Bang Theory. I watched it and liked it early on, and mostly because of the nerd references. But once that nostalgia once that wore off, I started getting to kind of...
There's nerd references, and then there's calculus references. And it's like, what are you doing?
Like, once that kind of nostalgia wore off, then I started nitpicking the show. Some would say nitpicking. I just started picking it apart. And Chuck Lorre, what he'll do... His best writing in a TV show is typically seasons one and two, and then three it starts to fall off.
Wait, didn't he do the Charlie Sheen thing?
Yeah, Two and a Half Men.
Oh, the original. Okay. I didn't see that either, but now I know he is. Okay.
And then after about season three, he starts getting lazy. And
he's still in charge of the show, or he hands it off to
someone
else?
Still in charge of the show. Oh. And what he does, once he starts getting lazy with the writing, he creates a new show because his show was the one show was such a hit that they give him another show.
Will he do like a spinoff or a completely different?
No, completely different show.
Oh.
And that'll be another show.
I don't get how you can concentrate on both at the same time. That's got to take some fucking talent.
Yeah, you got to be well.
Or it ends up coming out like shit, like you're saying.
Yeah, like I said, he gets lazy on the one, and he puts more effort into the other until he gets lazy with that one. So now he's lazy with two shows, but he gets a third show.
Yeah, right. And so he like gives up on the one that he's originally started and gets
because
it's like a kid when they get a new toy.
Yeah, because he knows that Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory are making so much money and are getting so huge of ratings, he doesn't have to put effort.
That's still working with Ashton Kutcher? It's still going on?
I think so.
Two and a Half Men? Oh my God.
I hope not.
I mean, I haven't seen either version, so I can't really talk that much shit, but I just hate Ashton Kutcher. Don't get me wrong. I like The Butterfly Effect. That was a good movie, I thought. Maybe I just like it because the ending credit song is Oasis's Stop Crying Your Heart Out. It's the first time I've ever heard that song, and that really got me into Oasis.
That's probably the only reason you like it.
And that really got me into Oasis, like hardcore. So, yeah, maybe. I heard they made a sequel.
Two and a Half Men?
Did you hear that, Ariel?
Of what, The Butterfly Effect?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're remaking it, actually.
But didn't they already do a sequel? Or, like, a prequel or one of those?
They did something. It was, like, something ridiculous.
But not with Ashton Kutcher, right?
No, it was, like, a whole different... I don't even know what it was. I think it was straight to DVD.
Probably terrible, right?
Probably. I think they're remaking it, actually.
Did you like the original?
I thought it was an interesting concept, but I don't think...
It ended kind of weird.
Well,
I mean,
done.
I'm not going to spoil it, even though it's old as fuck, but... The ending was like, oh, how did I not see that coming? Really? You're going to go with that?
Yeah, that's also like that. I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I know.
It just seems like it was like thrown in there to be like a twist or weird ending. And you're like, why would you?
Right. It's not a new twist whatsoever.
No. But and like some of it is interesting. But then like the concept of it I thought was better than what the movie
was. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But
so if they remake it and they make it better.
But wait, I'm confused now. Are they really remaking? I mean, because it only came out in like, what, 2003?
It's like, yeah, it, well, yeah, it's like 7 years
old. Oh, my
old.
God.
It's
I hate this. It's, yeah, I'm
sorry,
fucking old.
It's on IGN. I have the article.
Okay. Jesus Christ. This Two and a Half Men is going on to season 11.
Be quiet. I'm talking to Ariel about Butterfly Effect.
It's Variety. Okay, I found it.
Make it please.
It's, yeah, it's getting a reboot.
Who, do you know who's going to star in it?
No. Oh, hopefully. There were two direct-to-video sequels.
No, oh, God.
Hopefully so, not Ashton Kutcher.
So now, no. now, just clarify this for me because I forget. Reboot means they don't have to follow the original script whatsoever. They could just make it.
It's fancy pants talk for remake.
Yeah. So all it says on the article is Variety reports that Film Engine and some company are teaming up with original writer-director on the new script. And then so it's no word on the director or anything. So the original guy who wrote it is working on the new one,
okay.
But he's not going to direct it. So I don't, and there's no cast or anything like.
But doesn't reboot usually mean that it's not going to follow the same exact storyline as the last one?
It may or may not. It sort of depends on what they want to do with it.
Oh, okay.
Like it's basically just a remake. Like remakes, it like Evil Dead is essentially in the same universe as the other ones. And, like, Scream 4, while it was... No, it's not really a remake. That was just a sequel. But, like, if it's remaking something, then, like, they can sort of exist within the same universe and it could continue the storyline, or it could be a whole new thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just depends on what they choose to do.
By the way, we have some comments in chat. Little Matt saying that South Park has atrocious ratings in Straya for years now. That's because Straya is ass backwards. All right. Mitch, more like Chuck Borey.
I like that.
Little Matt says, "Have you seen one episode of The Big Bang Theory? You've seen them all."
Yeah,
good point.
And then he goes, "Same for How I Met Your Mother."
Never saw that either.
I don't know if it's the same for How I Met Your Mother, but
that's not the one with Al Bundy, is it?
No. That's Modern Family.
Yeah,
How I Met Your Mother is the one with Neil Patrick Harris.
That's the queer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doogie Howser.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes, Mike and Molly, ugh. P-Rock, Americana Nonsense.
Never heard of that in my life.
No, you're just calling the show Americana Nonsense.
Never heard of that term in my life. I don't think I like it, P-Rock.
Yeah.
I think you're being unpatriotic with that statement.
Yeah, you're not being a patriot, all right?
I mean, the 4th of July wasn't that long ago.
So you know what, P-Rock?
Did I light off fireworks for nothing, P-Rock?
Come on.
Is that what you're telling me?
P-Rock, you know what I want you to do, P-Rock? I want you to take your left hand and put it on your chest. And I want you to say, "We the people."
We'll find Joe Coletta pills and send them to him.
So how...
Pain pills.
Yeah. How quickly did the Skittles that I gave you get just gone?
To be honest with you?
Yeah.
And you can say what they really are. It's up to you. I don't care.
No, I'm not going to say what they really are on air.
Okay. It's your call. But honestly, I still have the majority of them.
Yeah.
I really do. Because they're not like pain pills. They're not, you know, they don't give me like euphoria. They just knock me out.
Yeah. So you're saving them for when you need to be knocked out.
Yeah.
All right. We need to roofie yourself with Skittles.
Mm. You want to roofie me and shit?
Just don't.
You want to take advantage of me while I'm knocked out, nigga? You want to take my panties off?
Mm. Just don't bring watermelon iced tea with them.
I still kind of want to try that shit, that lean drink.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
No, Joe, don't, because we'd miss you.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. Mitch, oddly enough, Google imaging a bunch of testicles does not result in a lot of ball pics.
Oh, do they want to see testicles?
No.
Will Hammy get mad?
You know what? Just let me cover my eye up and go ahead. Have at it.
No, because, I mean, it's only for Mitch, because I love Mitch.
All right, everyone else, close your eyes.
And I have small balls, I got to say.
Well, yeah, because we know we're most of this size. Oh, Jesus Christ, he's doing it. Joe is just showing me his balls. Let me know when you're doing. Holy shit, he actually is doing it. Oh, what happened here? Holy shit, I'm sorry, Ariel. I hope you're not watching the video.
I am not. You guys are talking about stand-up comedy, which I don't know much about, so I've been on Tumblr.
All right. Well, all right, good, because Joe just whipped it out on the live stream cam.
Oh, well, then I missed it. So.
Mitch also missed it.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Is he just saying that?
Well, she missed it, obviously, but Mitch turned on live stream too late.
All right, I'll do it again.
All right. Jesus Christ. Well, all right, Joe is about to just show his dong back on the camera.
Not my dong, just my balls.
Oh, your balls.
He's just teabagging the camera.
Your small balls. What did you drop?
Did they fall off?
He dropped the head from the board. Oh, God. Hurry up, Joe. Holy shit. Is he still playing with him? Oh, you I hope Hammy... We should make Hammy watch this and just tell him something really funny happened. And then he sees Joe's balls.
How great would it be if Hammy gets his live stream banned?
Oh, you should have dipped your balls on his keyboard.
God.
Oh shit. How about this? We're gonna go to break and then we're gonna get back to nerdy talk. So Joe, if you could be a peach and alright guys, it's Nerd Hour. We will be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio. Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just $11.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Greg Excellent.
Oh my God! What the hell? What the hell?
Bandito Jr.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Sammy Callahan.
Oh, no, no, no.
DJ Hyde.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Yeah, we're back on the Nerd Hour. Also, apparently the Coletta shows everyone his balls hour. I don't know what fucking song this is. Hammy made the break. Joe, can you read what song is that there? Just buddy, help brother out.
It's called. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Lit Up. The band.
Oh, that's right. All right, same song you played before.
Well, don't call him out on that.
No. Yeah, listen, not calling him out, nigga. Yeah, Ariel, are you back?
Yeah, I was getting water.
Ariel, the only person on MLR right now who has not just seen Joe's balls
is me.
I think she has, and she's lying.
Unless you were in chat like 10 minutes ago.
I was not.
All right, then you did not see Joe's balls. Yeah, that happened, by the way, guys. He was on live stream and showed his balls. I didn't think he really
was. What's wrong with that? What's the problem?
Until I saw that his pants were still down, and then someone posted the goddamn picture. And by the way, they're telling you to trim.
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's been a while since I had a reason to shave my bush. I mean, as sexy and gorgeous as I am with this giant monster donkey cock, you would think I get laid more often, but I don't, so I don't really keep up with the trimming. Don't get me wrong. I mean, believe me, you would be able to tell if it was out of control, like the acres of shrubbery that would be normally there. It's trimmed, but it's not trimmed all the way. I appreciate your advice, listeners, on the grooming on my cock, and I will take that advice, and I'll go with that. I'll probably trim tomorrow and shave with a Mach 3 on my balls.
That'd be great, though, if he trims it and nothing happens.
I trim my tape, too.
Oh, God damn it, Mitch.
Same pick?
Yeah.
Or a different one?
Wispy hairs. Wispy
God,
hairs.
They're going to analyze every fucking part of that photo. Oh, God.
Joe will know what I'm about to talk about. Wispy hairs reminds me of a Doug Stanhope bit.
Okay, can I just say real quick in my defense, it looks like there's a shadow making my bush look bigger than it is. Okay, it's not that bad.
No, that's probably your bush, you fucking guinea.
Yeah, it has been a while. What's that say?
Damn 6 inches.
Well, soft, yeah.
Now they're going to start photoshopping it. Akadog, damn, I came into the chat at the wrong time. Mitch, or the right time. All right, let's go back to something nerdy.
How do you think Breaking Bad's going to end? Because here's my guess. Ready?
All right.
Wow. Nice either, segue from my balls.
Either Hank is going to catch Walter.
Well, he kind of did already by looking in the book.
No.
Right?
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
God damn it, Coletta. Spoilers.
No. Ariel, I'm not even fucking around. The reason I asked and not said a statement is because it seemed like, this is not ruining anything, it seemed like he might have caught on, but we're not sure.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm still on season 3.
That's kind of your fault, though.
It is. Yeah, it is kind of my fault. Mm.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. But, like, I think he's going to be the one who brings him into jail. Like, he's going to get arrested.
Do you think he's definitely going to go to jail?
I think he's going to get arrested. Mm. I think that's the only way the story plays out, because it started out, like, it's the best way it could, because he started out with the best intentions, no, and then it just went horribly wrong.
No, really, it's been a while since I've watched them all. Is he definitely, Punch, you're up to date on these, right?
Kinda.
Is he definitely cancer-free at this point? Because what I was going to say was, I could see it ending one of two ways. What Ariel just said, goes to jail, or he dies. Exactly.
P-Rock has a guess. Walter lives, beats cancer, and is cuckolded by his wife.
Mm.
That could be.
His wife was so hot in Deadwood and a gun. She was so sexy in Deadwood. That was like 2004. And now she's a fat pig. And just a cunt of a woman. I mean, that's her character, but I could see that being real, too. She does it too well. It's too good of acting to not be.
Another guest, by the way, P-Rock, Walt Jr. fucks Amanda Bynes.
Hmm.
Not dark enough.
Well, you have to break into a mental hospital to fuck her right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I kind of agree with P-Rock. I think he does beat cancer, but then it's just... He's not, like, arrested or killed. He's beat on some sort of personal level.
Yeah, it has to be, like... It has to be a fall. Ending?
You think it's going to be a downfall, the ending?
Yeah, it has to be, because it started out, like...
It doesn't have to be.
It would just... The best ending for it.
Yeah.
Like, because just you're watching this guy who started out nice... And with, like, the best intentions, like, just trying to get money for his family. And right. It's, like...
And he's now,
like, this, like, drug lord, like... It's just, like, a villain. Like, it's, like, the best sort of way that it could end.
By the way, now we're getting the Joe photoshops of, like, him showing his balls. First one, oh, Ariel, talk about that Breaking Bad. Second one, oh, Susan Dean, those bruises turned me on.
God.
And then someone posted a picture of a girl wearing bottoms and obvious pubic hair protruding out of the sides of the bottom.
Is that another hint that I need to shave? I understand. Drop. I will. I'll shave. And next week on the Nerd Hour, I'll pull out my shave balls for you people just because you asked for it.
You got to wait a few weeks. You can't have two consecutive weeks of you showing your balls on camera.
You're right. I don't want to overdo it.
Mitch, badly Photoshop pubic hair on a bikini bottom. That shit's wrong. All right, so we had a few movies that came out. I haven't seen any of them yet. I know you've seen The Conjuring.
I have.
Have you seen The Wolverine?
I'm going to see it this weekend.
All right, well, then we're not going to talk about The Hidden Scene yet, then.
No. But I will say this about The Conjuring. It is so good.
I've heard.
It's really well done.
Didn't it debut at, like, number one?
Yeah, it made back its budget and more, so I'm expecting a sequel.
Sequel.
Not with the same, like, family, but with the Warren case.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, it tripled its budget already.
It did. No, it was really, it's well done, and it was, like, really well acted and well, like, designed. Like, it's good. Like, if you dig, like, all the reviews are pretty much accurately saying that it's, like, if you like 70s horror, it like brings all of that back. It doesn't like try to be something not, it doesn't try to like reinvent it, but there's enough like the scenes go on long enough that it scares you and it like you think about it later.
Huh.
Which is like good, like it's just they're designed so well. It's not like these like constant jump scares. It's like enough tension to sort of keep you on edge the entire movie.
Well, yeah, which we've shown like Hammy getting just creeped out.
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
By the way, I always do that. Punchy, did you text me that screen cap of my balls?
No. I'm going to email it to you.
You better. Sorry, go back to your show. I just want my balls.
He just wants to talk about his balls. By the way, still pissed that Pacific Rim is taking this long to make its budget back, but then again, it's only been out a few weeks.
Yeah, and it's really good.
It's really good.
Further example of why people will take the same generic crap and then get mad there's nothing new or creative, but you don't fucking go see the new creative stuff. And that's the same reason why the Emmys are the way that they are right now.
Yeah. But, oh my God, another one. This is how quick they are with the Photoshops. Another Joe Ball pick Photoshop. Oh, Ariel, I'll be your Wolverine. See my hairy pubes?
Who posted that?
That was Matt. Little Matt is quick with those.
Yeah.
But, Joe, I don't know if you were here when we were talking about Pacific Rim, which was fantastic.
No, I wasn't.
And you know what you would like about Pacific Rim, Joe?
Nothing at all.
No. Hey.
I really don't know much about it, so go ahead.
It's basically like a giant monsters versus giant robots, but Guillermo del Toro directed it. Name sound familiar? No?
Yeah, no. Was this the one that was kind of similar to District 9 or no?
No, not similar at all.
No, but speaking of District 9, Elysium looks amazing.
Elysium is the one that's similar because it's the same director.
Okay, okay.
But the cast in this one, you'll recognize a lot of the people. Charlie Hunnam, Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Idris Elba.
Who?
The black guy. He was in The Wire and he's in a lot of movies.
Stringer Bell.
Charlie Day.
That sounds familiar.
From It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Charlie.
All right, yeah.
And the name I know will get you to be interested. Ron Perlman.
I love Ron Perlman. I fucking love him.
And he's great in the movie.
Everybody's great in the movie.
It does seem like his character was probably originally written for like an Asian dude. But then Guillermo was just like, you know what? I like casting Ron Perlman. I'm rewriting this character.
No, but then he says that he changed his name.
Yeah, changed it to Hannibal Chow.
And he picked it after his favorite, like, Roman. And then also the Chinese food place that he went to. San Francisco or something.
Oh, shit. Another Photoshop right away. Ron Perlman with an exclamation point.
You know what's funny? Balls. You know what's hilarious about that pic? Because I'm showing my balls, but I got to pull up my massive cock so you can see it. So it looks like I'm jerking off, which makes all these memes that much more hilarious. You know what? I think I'm starting to regret doing what I just did. I really am.
Another one.
This is never going to go away.
Of you. It says, I want that pussy, Dolly.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait till Hammy gets back and we got to break the news to him that you showed your balls on the live stream.
I'm sure he won't mind.
Oh, no, I'm sure he won't mind at all.
It's not like my balls touched his equipment. That would freak him out.
Oh.
Should I rub my balls on his board?
Do it.
No, I can't. I can't. I like him too much. I can't. No. Honestly. Because you know Hammy, he will throw that expensive board in the fucking garbage and buy a new one, and I'll feel terrible.
All right, what about the keyboard?
No, I can't. No. I'm not doing it. Change the subject before the people in the chat egg me on. Stop it. Just move on. Move on.
The chair?
No. My balls touch nothing. No.
Except the back of everyone's retinas.
Well, yeah. That can't be helped.
P-Rock, better start looking into stick am. Good point. Sorry, weekly Pacific Rim rant over. The Wolverine has a fan. I watched the end credit scene. I'm not going to get into spoilers.
Is that right?
That's right. I'm not going to get into it, motherfucker.
Is it a good end credit scene?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's
as well as ones where they still do that where you got to stay around after all the credits are done. They do a bonus scene or whatever.
There's one in Pacific Rim also, but
Marvel.
This one sets up the next X-Men movie perfectly.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
It's worth it. It's not like an unimportant little goofball scene. It's actually a pretty good one.
All right, right on. I'm excited.
You said right on.
That's it.
You know, Joe likes some classic movies too, so we're going to talk about a story that leaked, that came out. Stanley Kubrick, I think everyone knows who he is.
Well, wait.
Who he was.
What?
Who he was.
Yeah, he died. Also, wait, he didn't like Wizard of Oz.
Nope.
Oh.
Why not?
He was not a
what
fan.
What was his reason?
Wait, is that the story?
Yeah.
Woo.
His daughter didn't say, but apparently he hated it.
Why were there not enough 3-hour shots of space to classical music?
Hey, you know what? Movies need those.
But really, though.
You know what annoys me, though? The first comment, some guy named Kingdom of Steel in IGN. Kubrick made pointless movies that sucked, so I don't see why anyone would care about what he thought. He sucked.
Well, there's a guy's
opinion that should be, you know, taken seriously. A guy that calls himself what?
Kingdom of Steel.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's the guy who, Jesus Christ, I know you can post whatever you want on the internet, but holy fucking shit.
How stupid. I'm sorry, like, I may not like 2001 A Space Odyssey, but you can't deny that A Clockwork Orange, as well as The Shining, are one of the definitive movies.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, like, he made definitive movies. Yeah. Like,
why? The first half is a great movie, the second half of that movie is a good movie.
A different movie.
Different, yeah, but still good.
Yeah.
And I liked Space Odyssey, even though I liked Tarkovsky's Solaris better.
I don't know what that is.
It's a similar movie to 2001.
So I haven't seen
It's basically Russia. It's basically Dennis's home country, Russia's answer to 2001.
It's better. I like Solaris better.
Which one are you talking about?
Yay for film classes.
Oh, you saw the older one, not the...
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did, Harry.
I actually fell asleep during both of Solaris and 2001. But I slept longer during 2001, so I think I liked Solaris better.
Little Matt with another Photoshop. I'm going to jerk all over your monitor, Hammy. King Rubric, I wish you'd suck my dick.
Oh, my God. I should not have done that.
P-Rock, Solaris, hashtag Solaris Joe.
I really want Hammy to come in and think that you love jerked in his studio.
He'll believe it.
He will. Okay. All right. Do it, Joe.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. This is the brilliance. All right, fine.
All right, dude. Come on, Joe. Go ahead and do it.
All right. Where should I jerk off? I'm already hard. Where should I jerk off,
dude?
On the keyboard or on the board?
Like, act like you're aiming for the monitor, but then put the balls on the keyboard.
No, but where should I come?
Oh no, he's gonna. Oh,
where should I come? Come on, I'm getting close. Where should I come?
Dude, on the chair. No, you know what?
Hurry up. I'm about to come.
The speakers.
Left or right speaker?
Right speaker.
Right on the woofer? On the white part?
Right on the woofer.
All right.
That way it'll take Andy a little longer to see. All right, and by the way, guys, he's dipping his balls onto Hammy's keyboard right now as he's doing this. He's aiming. He's got a long enough hose, so it'll probably happen. Jesus Christ, you sound creepy when you do that, Jay.
Should I wipe it up or should I let it drip?
Wipe it up, because, you know, like, he'll probably know that it's been there.
Okay.
So.
It's a good thing he never listens back to this.
It's a good thing, yeah.
That was really...
It's a good thing he doesn't care.
Oh, no, he'll care. Kitty also agrees. Rub your balls in his keyboard again. Do it.
Again, I already did it once.
Yeah, you know, double the ball sweat. Because he'll love that. It'll clean the keyboard.
Yeah.
A new
Welcome
one.
To the Nerd Hour, everyone.
A new one. OCD Hammy eat a dick. Anyway, well, you know, we're talking about nerdy shit, too. Now, a follow-up, someone posted a link to an older story, movies Stanley Kubrick liked. There was, you know, the obvious foreign and usual classics, and some odd ones. Like, he was a fan of Rosemary's Baby, The Silence of the Lambs, American Werewolf in London.
Of course.
And the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He also loved David Lynch's Eraserhead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, The Head Scratchers. The Jerk was a good movie. Good comedy.
Decent. I wouldn't say great.
Right. White Men Can't Jump.
What?
And what? Modern Romance.
I don't even know what that is.
Along with Roger and Me.
If Michael Moore just made Roger and Me and stopped, then I can kind of appreciate that film. But knowing everything he's done after that, I can't. I can't.
Oh, yeah. No. So they're remaking Frankenstein again.
Woo!
You want to know who's playing Victor Von Frankenstein? Oh, my God. Photoshop by Mitch.
What?
Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Like, the two meme faces are me and Joe's on me and Joe's heads.
That's hilarious.
And then there's, like, a little farm, I guess from Farmville or whatever, and the actual barn.
Looks like a gay
Joe's
bong.
Yeah. It looks like a gay bong coming out of Joe's pants.
Oh, that's great.
And right after he posts one, Sherry posts a kitten picture. So anyway, James McAvoy is playing Victor Von Frankenstein.
Cool.
Alongside Daniel Radcliffe's Igor.
All right.
So it's going to be very British.
It's going to be awesome.
Hopefully it'll be good.
Who's directing it and who's writing it?
See, Max Landis is directing.
What did he do?
Max Landis.
Oh.
It's a good, you know, it's a good thing you ask. Max Landis is actually the writer. He's the son of director John Landis. Oh, good. He's born in 85, which means he's younger than fucking me and Coletta. Which means we really got... Oh, he wrote Chronicle.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh.
It's going to be good.
He also
Chronicle is fucking good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Chronicle, the like documentary-style movie about people who get powers.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry. It's late, guys. I'm yawning.
I'm getting tired, too. I got to go soon, baby.
Whoa, whoa. Easy there. Millionaire actually building Jurassic Park.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've gone over that, I think, right?
No, this is a new story.
Oh.
They're already talking about Amazing Spider-Man 4.
Wow, 4?
Yeah. They're saying Amazing Spider-Man 4 may be a spin-off movie.
Honey, don't. Can you handle the show if I leave? Because I'm really exhausted.
Yes, Joe, you've already shown your balls.
Yeah, I have done enough.
That's right.
Thank you. Bye, Ariel.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Enjoy my balls.
Actually, you know what? I don't know. We still got a few stories here. I want to hear some rumors.
Also, yeah, we have 20 minutes, so.
Yeah.
Fill time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, another Photoshop. Ariel, you love movies? Want to make a sex tape? Joe shows his cock.
Do you?
No.
Okay, fine.
Another one. White man is my balls. Can jump on Hammy's keyboard.
All right.
Yeah. Matt, you killed it. So, let's see. Whoa, he's trying to kiss on the forehead.
Three times,
that was awkward.
Talk to you soon,
buddy. Alright, back, we're here in the Nerd Hour. Waiting Ooh. For
so. I have a good topic. Alright.
Alright.
Best movies you've seen in the theater.
In the theater?
Yeah, I'm gonna argue that Lord of the Rings, Return of the King is one of the best movies I've ever seen in the theater. And I literally watched the trilogy on Blu-ray Extended Edition, and it is amazing.
By the way, P-Rock wants to do overtime. I'm not doing overtime. P-Rock's saying, let's do overtime. I got to be at work early in the morning, so yep, we're not doing
I'm also tired from my busy day of watching Lord of the Rings.
You're just busy day.
My super busy day of spending 4 hours in Middle Earth. I mean, guys, you have no idea how emotionally taxing that is.
Hmm.
He has to go up the hill and return the ring and throw it into Mount Doom, and Sam's like, I have to carry you, and it's just so you.
Remember Randall from Clerks' impersonation of Lord of the Rings?
No.
From Clerks 2?
I don't.
No, I'm not by the board, so I can't just find the scene and Hammy close the laptop because he knows that the second he leaves, someone will just fuck with the stuff.
Right.
Like, we'll go on his Facebook and fuck with it.
Yeah.
So, wow, best movie I've seen in theaters. That's a tough one. I mean, I've seen some fantastic movies in movie theaters, including the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Like, those are, like, honestly, those movies are what you go to the movie theater to see.
Yeah.
I would argue. It's definitely one of my favorites that I've ever seen in the movie theater. And I want, when the next Hobbit comes out, and if they're doing, as long as it's the extended edition, I want to go and see them in the theaters again.
Can they release the extended edition of the Expendables in the movie theater, guys?
No.
No? Why not?
Because that movie sucks.
Buzzkill.
Lord of the Rings is worthy of extended edition. Which, by the way, okay, this is just turning into Lord of the Rings now. by the way, so, like, you know how, obviously they cut for time?
Yeah. But
they cut really important scenes. Like, for time.
Well, when it's, like, a War and Peace size book, or Art of War size book.
No, 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 I'm not even talking about the book. I'm talking about scenes that were in that are in the extended edition that are not in the theatrical cut. But, like, yeah, like, okay, I get it. Like, it's giant. But, like, there's some that are, like, should probably not have been cut at all. Like, they're really important. Like, the whole, at the gate, like, the Mouth of Sauron comes out and is talking to them before they even go, before, like, when they lead the final attack on Mordor, when Frodo was, like, trying to bring the ring into Mount Doom to distract Sauron and his army. Like, there's a whole scene before the fight even begins.
Yeah, by the way, Little Matt from Straya says yes, because a 190-minute movie needs an extended edition.
Yes, it does. And it was 263 minutes.
Yeah, so...
But what...
So get it right, Matt.
It does. Because it was really... It's worth it.
Hey,
and, like, the battle scenes are extended, too. And, like, there's little things that happen that you don't realize that are going on.
Hammy's back, by the way, guys.
Hey, Hammy.
By the way, you might want to disinfect the keyboard.
Yeah, you definitely might.
You're definitely going to want to disinfect the keyboard.
You're definitely going to want to Lysol pretty much that entire room.
What happened?
Well, first off, you might want to look in the chat on MLR. There certain things happened on video.
Yeah.
And maybe there were balls put on the keyboard. He's turning on his laptop.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Maybe balls were put on your keyboard.
What happened? I don't like the sound of that laugh.
When you get in chat, you'll see a picture of it. There's a Photoshop of it where it just says, "Hey, Hammy."
<He's>... I think he smells
weird. don't worry. Hold on, guys. I'm sorry. We're trying.
Did he touch my Mac? My MacBook's keyboard?
No.
No?
No, just the other keyboard. It's so paranoid. Oh, shit. I can't wait for the payoff of Hammy seeing this picture. Oh, God. This is, some people just keep posting until he sees it. Oh, this is going to be great. When Hammy...
I am so happy I shut off my MacBook because I knew you motherfuckers would probably mess with it and make me gay.
No. We've done that before. Well... Technically, you've done that before.
All right, hold on. I don't like that the sound of this.
Oh, what do the keys smell like? And Kitty wants to know if the chair is still wet.
Yep. What are you talking about? Is it?
What the hell did you people do to my
mic? Don't worry, you'll see. Just get to the chat. Hurry up.
Oh, God. What did you people do?
All right. The picture's not loaded up, so someone post the picture again. The Hey Hammy picture. Oh, there.
That was on my keys!
Hammy. Guess what, buddy? He didn't touch anything of yours with him. He didn't. No, he seriously didn't touch anything of yours with him. But we were hoping you were listening. We did a little voice acting.
What did you do?
He just showed his balls.
Oh.
They didn't touch your keyboard.
I hope someone screen kept my facial reaction because.
So do I.
I really hope.
Why would he do that?
I don't know why he showed his balls.
And what do you mean he touched everything? Kitty, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean did he touch? Because this fucking microphone smells weird now.
I think this is being paranoid.
Yeah, I think that was pill breath.
He's smelling his skewer.
He's so there. All right, when he gets back, we're going to have to tell him that. He's
oh, my God. You can hear the cleaning.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm gonna kill him.
Hammy. No, seriously, he didn't touch anything of his balls. Hammy doesn't care.
Oh great, now the camera's seeing me off my microphone. Great.
Oh god, I hope people are screen capping like mad.
I'm sure it's happening. It's gonna be a GIF. It's gonna be a photo. It's Photoshop. It'll be fine.
Oh shit! No, number one downloaded Nerd Hour is gonna happen.
Oh, maybe.
He didn't touch
anything. What the fuck else did he touch,
dude? He didn't touch anything. No, honestly, he didn't. Like, we were trying. Trust me, we were trying. And the only reason I'm admitting this is because I know you'd be pissed off if you thought he touched anything. So, no, he didn't touch anything. Dude, I can see the paranoia coursing through your veins.
I can hear it.
Hammy, he's sitting on the keyboard.
It reeks like balls.
How does it? He didn't even touch it with his balls.
It just reeks.
I think you're having a paranoid attack. Yeah, yeah. Amy, he seriously did not touch anything with his balls.
I'm gonna kill you, Joe.
Actual threat.
No, trust me, Hammy. He didn't touch anything, and direct quote, because I don't want him to get all paranoid and
he put the headphones on my balls?
No! Hammy just threw down $400 headphones because he thought they... No, Hammy, listen, Goose Frappa.
It didn't happen!
That did not happen! Hammy... Hammy.
No, he literally just showed them to the camera. That is
He just showed them to the camera. Literally, that's it.
I don't believe you.
It is it.
That's literally all that happened. I'm being actually serious right now.
Yeah. He did not want to put his balls on anything of yours because he knows that you would be just as likely to destroy them as you would to clean them up. And he didn't want you to have to do that, so he didn't touch it. But
this is sincere.
Yeah, but we were hoping you were listening.
Literally, it's.
He didn't know.
The heart's racing.
No. Hammy. The only thing his balls touched were air and his hand. That's it.
That's it. I didn't see it, but that's it.
Yeah. Trust me. Everyone saw. Kitty was messing with you when she said everywhere.
Okay.
You all right, Hammy?
Hi.
Goose Frappa, Hammy. Just breathe in, breathe out.
Okay.
It's fine. You don't have to clean everything. I don't think I've ever seen Hammy get this bad before. Just in the thought of balls touching.
Because look at those hairy balls that he did.
Oh my god.
Best. His hairy, saggy balls!
Best. That needs to be a sound drop. 1252.
Best sound clip ever.
Little Matt, I threw pubes all over your MacBook.
I need that fucking sound drop. I just am yelling his pubes.
I am choking on the lice.
I just like how we were silent and you could just hear him coming in and then the Lysol just going.
Hi, Hammy. So, what's the best movie you saw in the theaters?
Yeah, we were talking about Lord of the Rings. Yeah, the extended edition is so wonderful on Blu-ray.
Which Look at how low they sag!
Is that Nick from Cousin Joe in chat? Amy, you alright, buddy? Yeah,
it's
dude.
Okay.
why did Joe show his balls again? I think someone told him to.
It was for something. I don't even remember.
I think it was a gift for Mitch.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was for Mitch.
That he publicly showed.
To everybody.
By the way, Joe looks really much like Jay Baruchel in that picture.
Maybe we can Photoshop and then send it to tabloids.
Yeah, but hey, make the Photoshop. Say it was on a More Like Radio show. Jay Baruchel showing his balls.
Rats just said he touched the doorknob. He opened the door!
He did not touch the doorknob with his balls.
Touch anything.
I don't want to be in this room anymore.
No, he didn't touch anything. You're fine. It's fine. Now I feel bad.
Jesus Christ.
I wasn't even in on this bit. Now I feel bad.
My
God. Oh, don't feel bad because I bet the listeners are loving this right now, you fucking pieces of shit.
They probably are.
It's not saved, but it will be saved, Kitty. The video will be saved at livestream.com/brainstewradio.
Promos.
Little Matt, my Gandalf staff all over your MacBook.
I should have brought my MacBook with me. I should have just taken
your. He didn't touch your equipment. Don't worry. He didn't touch your doorknob either. And I say that, and next thing someone posts in chat, Nick, he touched you.
Hey, so how about that new Hunger Games Catching Fire trailer, right?
Die in a fucking fire.
So, Ryan Gosling, possibly in the new Star Wars.
You know what?
Ooh.
You know what? I don't care anymore.
Hammy.
I don't care.
Really? Hmm. His balls did not touch your stuff.
Nothing.
I see him kind of smirking, but at the same time, he's kind of freaking out.
Nothing happened.
You would freak out too if you had balls that big in your presence.
Say that, but slower.
I don't even know what I just said.
Neither Hammy. They
said something about
you would freak out too if you had balls that big in your presence. Look at the size of those things.
Hey, look to the right of the picture.
Yeah, there's you.
Yeah, trying to look away.
Trying.
Notice though, when it was the cock out, Hammy did not have as big of a problem. Literally, a few hours ago, Joe took a picture of his cock.
Yes, but I was in the room, and I saw that he didn't touch anything. Now
you guys can
tell me a million times he didn't touch anything.
You can always watch the video later and see that he didn't touch anything.
Oh, I will.
Of course you will. Hammy, no, honestly, and he even said it on the audio, that he, like, even when I tried to get him to play along and just pretend, he didn't at first because he knew how paranoid you are and he didn't want you to think that anything was touched. and thus go on a...
Oh, you guys are such dicks. You guys are such dicks. Anyway, did I say I saw Pacific Rim?
Oh, did you like it?
It was incredible.
Told you, right? It's good.
It was incredible.
Fantastic.
You know what? People were right when they said that it's Transformers if Transformers were actually good.
Yep.
It was so good.
And had Guillermo del Toro-inspired monsters.
Little Matt posted a photo of Joe with his balls out, those massive things. It says, you jealous of my massive cock and balls, Hammy? Yes.
By the way, Joe pointed out, too, that what makes the pictures look even more creepy or funny, whatever you want to say, is that because he had to lift it up to show the balls, it looks like he's jerking off.
Oh, yeah, it does. It.
And he literally just wanted to, because he showed his cock, he wanted to show the world what he called his tiny balls. Yeah, Hemi, he calls those tiny. Actually, they kind of look like the mouth of one of the Pacific Rim monsters.
P-Rock, Pacific Rim job was better. All right, you guys have your fun?
No.
Great, now my keys are sticky from spraying it with Lysol.
Well, you should have listened to us. Dude. You should have listened to us and not sprayed it. Yes, Kitty, 908-854-4228. We're going to get Nick calling in.
Oh, my. I guess we are going to go over time then.
I love it. Nick calls every other show except show up for his.
So, yeah, 908-854-4228. So whoever's going to call in.
Oh, my God. Okay. That was fun.
Cornax, stop it. That's not true. I think Cornax is trying to get you back for all the times you made your keys.
Jesus Christ.
Hammy, he did not touch anything with his balls or any part of his body except for his hand before he took the balls out so he could play the break. Hammy's face is literally turning red.
Oh, no.
Hammy, he did not touch anything.
I know. I believe you. I'm just...
freaking out.
Oh, you fucks.
Dude, Hammy's...
I hate that you all know this weakness of mine. I hate that all of you know...
Well, in our defense, though, you kind of blurt it out every other show.
Okay, fine. I hate that you people take advantage of it. Better?
We take it. All right. You know what, though? Take advantage of...
There's a caller, so I'm going to put them on. Yeah, caller, you're on.
Yo!
Nick!
It's Raz.
What's up, buddy?
Wait, so Joe pulled out his nutsack on your show?
Yeah, he pulled out his nutsack live on camera.
What did he wipe it on?
No, he actually didn't wipe it on anything.
No, he wiped it on something.
No. Here's why, Nick.
What did he wipe it on when you weren't looking?
No, here's why he didn't like it, because he didn't wipe it. Because Hammy is so OCD, Joe knows that Hammy would just throw out or spray to the point that it's ruined whatever his balls would touch.
But Hammy doesn't know that he wiped it on everything that Hammy loves.
Jesus Christ.
He did.
You're...
Joe wiped his nutsack on everything that Hammy... If Hammy came with, like, an overnight bag, he wiped it on that. And if Hammy came with, if he has something like that, he likes to, like, a good luck charm, he wiped it on that, too.
Hammy, he didn't wipe it on anything.
He did. I could see it from right here, from the pictures that I'm looking at.
No, they were just touching air. And
no,
Joe's hand.
No. I'm sure they brushed something on their way by.
Yeah, Joe's hand.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think that he wiped it on a bunch of stuff in the studio.
No, he on...
Okay. I'm good.
You can just hear the tension rising.
Hammy, he did not wipe it on anything.
All right, I get it.
Hammy, he wiped it on your keyboard.
You know what? I don't care. I can't afford a replacement, so I guess I'm going to have to deal with sticky balls on my keyboard.
Don't you hate it? It's horrible.
Yeah, I hate it.
Of course you hate it, because you got nutsack wiped on your shit. Well, you know what? It could be worse. It could have been wiped on you. That could have been a whole different situation.
And then Joe creepily kissed my forehead three times.
Did
that
he
was
really?
Creepy.
Like the fucking Pope? What the fuck is that shit about?
Yeah. Well,
you've been blessed.
I've been blessed in the Church of Joe Coletta.
Yeah, before he left, or like
yeah,
for
before
no
he left. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
It's Joe.
So we made Hammy think Joe's balls touched stuff, and Joe's Vicodin breath touched my forehead.
Joe's Vicodin breath. Yeah. Well, that's putting it lightly.
All right. Enough pills to make an AIDS cocktail breath.
Yeah, his pharmaceutical breath.
Pfizer breath.
Exactly. Yes, his Pfizer breath. That's one way you gotta look at it.
Don't worry, Hammy, because next week, by the time Joe messes up with whatever girl he was sexting earlier today, he'll have that story and he'll be able to exploit that.
I hope that whore dumps his ass after one date or
oh my God,
says
you guys
even
are so rough.
Says even, oh, Joe, your cock is big, but still too small for me. Fuck 103 isolated.
Don't worry,
well,
him.
He's probably fucking an elephant, if that's the case, because I don't think he has a cock that's too small for anything, except for a farm animal or something, you know.
Listen, knowing Joe's self-destructiveness, Hammy, you're going to get to do that in a couple days.
So you guys have just like a whole bunch of cock-ridden, smelly genitalia fucking equipment now?
Well, Hammy does.
Oh, all right.
I'm kidding, Hammy.
Well,
obviously, there's no cock wipe on there.
I don't know. He told me that he like totally rubbed his balls all over your doorknob when he left.
He did not say that because he didn't do that.
That's what he told me. That's why I'm calling in. He said he basically just like he just basically Turkish squatted all over your doorknob.
Hey, Hammy is seriously, the face he's making is just pure anger.
And he said it was just because it was Hammy's house. He was like, yeah, I can Turkish squat on his doorknobs. Like everyone. Like his bathroom doorknob and his front doorknob and his like doggy doorhouse doorknob and everything. Like, I'm just going to Turkish squat on all this shit. That's what he did. That's what he does. That's what Joe Coletta's do.
That's what Joe Coletta's do.
Yeah, man. They're a different breed, man.
Now, explain to the fine folks who might not know what a Turkish squat is.
Well, I kind of just made that up. I just figured that was like rubbing some sweaty balls on some doorknobs. I guess that's what it would be.
Holy shit, little Matt's picture. This is payback for the suicide jokes last month.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Hammy, you know jokes like... Oh, yeah. Oh, Hammy, you know you make me smile.
Well, hey, listen, guys. If it's any consolation, he's driving a Solara home on the GSP right now, trying to get home to his roommates and sleep in his house where... Never mind. Anyway, great show, guys. I hope you guys have a good time tonight, and I will be listening, and I love it. So keep the good shit up, and take it easy, all right, guys?
All right, man.
All right, boys. Take it easy, and fucking have a good show.
All right.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
All right, you know what? That's probably going to wrap it up, because I've got to go to sleep for work, and Hammy's got to complete the nervous breakdown.
Yeah. Come full circle.
Don't worry. Trust me. Everything is ball-free.
I think.
Maybe. All that happened was he showed his balls.
I know. All right. Plugs?
Yeah, September 8th, Tierney's Tavern, but none of you guys will go. And Heel Punchy on Twitter. Nerd Hour Ariel on Twitter. Joe Coletta on Twitter, 1L2Ts. Brains to Hammy on Twitter.
It's me, Mario!
And This is the Nerd Hour. We'll be back next week. Keep going, Ariel. Sing it.
What?
Make up lyrics.
Mario music. I'm playing and I'm jumping over boxes of things. And there's a mushroom. And then I'm going to grow. But oh no, there's a fire plant. And oh no, now I'm small again. And now I'm jumping over boxes. No, I fell in a ditch.
Fuck and you. Now I got balls on someone's keyboard.
We said Mario, not Joe Coletta.
Oh, look, that was not in tune at all.
Oh, he's Italian. Fuck him. I don't care.
He's like, hey, as long as he's not one of those savages, it's all right that he rubs his balls on my keyboard.
All right.
No, he didn't, by the way.
Good night, everybody.
Super Mario Brothers, the Nerd Hour.